This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, the Eagles dominated their four postseason opponents, doubling them up 145-77. The core of their team will return. Do you think the Eagles will repeat next year?
I would say no. And the reason I say no isn't because they're not going to go into as the favorites next year, or, I mean, they certainly can. It's really hard to repeat, and it's hard to, as we saw, stay healthy. And I'm not sitting here predicting injuries or that they'll be ravaged with them, but does Jalen Hurts stay healthy? We've seen him get dinged up over the last couple of years. Is it impactful, or does it happen at impactful times? Can they stay healthy on defense? Can they keep a guy like Sweat on defense? You know, he's a free agent. They've got other free agents that are up. I think Howie Roseman is a guy that will find ways to continue to improve that team, find ways around the salary cap, so they're going to have all the advantages. But I initially would say, you know, if it's them or the field, I'll take the field.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's a group chasing them. Healthy Lions, rebooted Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, they'll make a move. I think we have an entire offseason to see who keeps up.
Yeah, I just think the one thing about them is that the fact that their core is back and it's so young,
I agree.
They got a lot of room to get better. And I think one of the things we've hinted at throughout the week is just how we missed out on how dominant they were at times.
Yeah,
it was like an untold story this year in the NFL. Speaking of dominance, Jalen Carter had two QB pressures in the Super Bowl despite being double-teamed 19 times. The double teams allowed other defensive linemen to have at least four QB pressures each. You could say Carter wrecked Mahomes in the Super Bowl. In a 2023 draft redo, would you want the Lions to select Carter?
Who is a bigger factor in the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley or Jalen Carter? Because the Lions took a running back instead of Jalen Carter. But I think we would all acknowledge the trenches are where you win football games. So, yeah, I'd rather have Carter.
Same here. I go back to my – and I was very adamant, and I know it surprised a lot of people that I wanted Jalen Carter when they were picking at six. And it just goes to my philosophy. You've got to be able to win up front. You've got to build the offensive line, the defensive line, and they've done a tremendous job of building that offensive line. We'll see how it looks going forward. But defensive line-wise, when you come into the season with a Davenport, or even last year, I like DJ Reader, but coming in off of an injury, it's like you've been continuing to put Band-Aids on the defensive line, and you can't keep doing that. It ultimately ended up costing him this year because your number one player, Aiden Hutchinson, got hurt. You've got to build up front, and then you can add pieces around.
I mean, once in a while, you take talent over problems, and that was the whole debate with Jalen Carter. The good thing is about what the Lions did, because I know people hate that we do this sometimes and bring it up, that just they didn't make maybe the best pick, but they still made a good decision.
Sure.
This isn't like you screwed up and took some bust or something.
It's not
like Terry
Randy
Fair.
Moss, Terry Fair, exactly.
All right. Yep. Travis Kelce had a notable drop-off this season. Should Kelce retire? And if he does, where would you rank him all times in terms of tight ends?
I would probably put him at two or three. The number one tight end in my book all time is Tony Gonzalez, and it's longevity, it's production, it's reliability. over his 17 years, and this is a stat that I just found this morning, and I knew that he was really reliable, but in all the 17 years, he only lost two fumbles. That, to me, is, you talk about confidence that a quarterback has, and he was a great pass catcher, great at gaining yards, and he was decent, not great, decent at setting the edge and some of the run blocking. My number one tight end, and I don't even know if it can be matched, is Tony Gonzalez.
Should he retire? Look, back-to-back sub-1,000-yard seasons. He's got 1 year left on his deal at $19 million. The Chiefs would save $17 if they cut him. So if he stays, he may need to take a pay cut, which furthers the conversation about should he even be there. All time, Tony Gonzalez is my number one tight end as well. I'd have Kelce in the top five. You could argue him anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4, right, with Gronk and Antonio Gates in there as well.
Yep.
Yeah, Gonzalez is hard to go against. I'd personally put Shannon Sharp ahead of him, too.
I got Shannon Sharp, Antonio Gates, Gronk, all those guys in there.
Shannon Sharp was such a great two-way tight end. All right, barring something changing, Aaron Rodgers will not be back with the Jets. Where would be the best fit for Rodgers next season? And that can be nowhere.
It's a darkness retreat? That's my answer, a darkness retreat.
A darkness retreat, nowhere. So if he is, I think the best thing for the NFL, the best thing for him is that he is nowhere, that he retires. I don't know that there's going to be any more production out of him. But if there was a place that I think could fit for 1 year, if he wanted to come in and find a way back to the playoffs, what coach has more clout than almost any other coach with their team and respect with the organization? Mike Tomlin. If you put him at the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that respect for him and his ability to handle a locker room or handle a big personality, that would, I would love to see that clash and that opportunity. But if you put him on the Pittsburgh Steelers, are they not a team that you look and say, well, maybe not Super Bowl favorites, but could make the playoffs and actually win a playoff game?
Or does he fulfill his destiny? Minnesota, follow the Favre track.
I don't think that's on the table, but...
All right, first off, nowhere was a planet in the Avengers series, so there, okay, it does exist. More importantly, what John just said there, David Hall did a prayer for Cade Cunningham years ago. I think the city would need to do the solid
exorcism
back to Hall and do a prayer for David Hall if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers. There has been some chatter out there that Matthew Stafford could be traded. This makes little sense considering the Rams gave the Eagles their biggest playoff test with Stafford with a young, aggressive D. Can you make sense of Stafford being traded?
Well, especially if you listen to Kelly and they were only one play away from winning that. I don't necessarily know why this would be the case, other than it is Les Snead and Sean McVay trying to rebuild on the run. And they've got it. They did a great job of drafting the defensive line last year. Defensively, I think they're going to be solid. Puka Nacua and some of the playmakers they have offensively are solid. Now, they don't have a great offensive line, at least one that can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Are they trying to find draft picks, or are they trying to say, hey, you know what? We know that with anybody other than Matthew Stafford, we might suck next year, and we might be able to get ourselves capital by trading Matthew Stafford, but also in 26 be in position to draft our next franchise quarterback, hit the ground running, and sacrifice a year.
I want to clarify. Is this coming up because the Rams are considering trading him, or because they want out? And I say they because Kelly has been the most vocal. Where is this coming from? Is this from the Rams, or is it from Stafford's camp wanting out?
I would guess it's all because Stafford wants a reworked deal.
Sure.
That's what the core of the issue here is. And so I think the Rams are hesitant to do that because they know they think he's at the end and they don't want to.
I think that's valid.
Get
but
trapped.
I don't think they're going to trade him.
My thing John's thing is who the heck's going to be their quarterback? I don't see the Rams after last season saying, yeah, that's why I can't make sense of this. Let's retreat and rebuild on the fly. I did think of one maybe straight up trade that I would be curious if it would happen. Stafford for Dak. If the Rams think they could win with Dak, you're getting a younger QB, similar contracts probably. You know,
Stafford's from the Dallas area.
Yeah, and you dangle that in front of Jerry Jones.
Just well,
and you get the 12th pick.
Okay, and my head is starting to hurt with that one. But just because a player, we'll address this here in this next question, just because a player demands or asks or behind closed doors wants a trade doesn't mean a club has to comply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, exactly. All right, let's be quick with these. This is rapid fire. Let's do a little where will they play next season? Miles Garrett.
Green Bay Packers.
Cleveland.
I hate you, Costa. Max Crosby.
Raiders.
Vegas.
Micah Parsons.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Davante Adams.
Buffalo Bills.
Dallas.
Oh.
Tyreek Hill.
Miami.
Miami.
T. Higgins.
The Patriots.
Oh. Cincy.
Yeah, Higgins. Patriots have the most money, so.
Yeah, I have most of those guys staying in the same spot.
Yeah. All right, finally, and this is a good one, Ohio State hired Lions. I can't do this with a straight face. Ohio State hired Lions former coach Matt Patricia as defensive coordinator yesterday.
Praise baby Jesus.
Will Patricia be the key to Ryan Day finally beating Michigan?
Ryan Day is calling plays next year as the offensive coordinator. Does any of us think that he could put together a game plan to beat Michigan? Not to this point. And now all of a sudden, Matt Patricia, I don't know if, how does he continue to get jobs like this? Does he have like the football equivalent of the dirty pictures on every key decision maker to be able to get the DC of the defending national champions? And I don't know what's going on in Columbus, because when you have a defensive coordinator make a lateral move for more money, but not a lot, Knowles going from Ohio State to Penn State, what is going on? What is happening behind the scenes? And then you go get Matt Patricia, who, without Bill Belichick, is absolutely nothing. He dismantled the Philadelphia defense a year ago. They make a replacement, and all of a sudden, they're world champs. One of the best defensive performances in a Super Bowl that we've seen since the 85 Bears.
So they get rid of him in Philly. They win the Super Bowl. When the Patriots, when he came to the Lions and left the Patriots, they won the Super Bowl.
I So I went on a little rant there, but and to answer your question, if Ryan Day hires Matt Patricia, or since he did, is he the key to beating Michigan? No. Every Wolverine, anyone who hates the Buckeyes this morning is sitting here smiling, chuckling, laughing their asses off.
This is hilarious. Just when you think Ryan Day might be getting things right, he wins a national title. He goes and does this, hires this. Everywhere Patricia's been, where he's running the defense, it's been a disaster.
He gave up 41 points to Nick Foles in a Super Bowl loss, Patricia. I never got it from the get-go why people thought the worst Patriot defenses were under Patricia.
Congratulations,
Michigan
fans. Calling
Mr. Dumas. Dumas, are you available?
It's pronounced dumbass. All right, it's the Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.